once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
On the air here with Insight, and we are talking with the Jubilee Committee, and as Bob mentioned, we're talking with the Woolmans, and we also have Rocker here, so I think we'll go to, let's start with Rocker. We'll get him out of the way. We won't have to have him bothering us anymore.
Wow.
Sorry, Randy. You know I can't keep from right. harassing you.
That is
That's rude, Rocker. You don't have to put up with that.
Thank God this is a season finale.
Yeah. Yep, it probably is because we have a lot of Wednesday ball games and tournament games and all that kind of thing.
I'll work out my two-year extension.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, 2 years, you're pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
Well,
I got a lot to hope for.
So what do you have for us tonight?
On this day in 1981, Pope John Paul was shot and survived and later forgave his assassin.
Well, that's good. Of course, you would expect that from the Pope.
Yeah, he did a little better than some of the others, apparently.
Yep. Yep. So we're doing this day in pop culture history, so yes. That was the Pope.
2004, the final episode of Frasier airs.
Okay, 2004, okay.
33 million viewers, a little less than MASH did.
Yeah, but a whole lot more than just about any other show right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
They didn't have much. We're going to speed this up because, you know, we got some big people here.
Big people.
For Rocker Watcherman.
Hey.
I think he meant important.
Yes, important.
Citizen of the day, Greg Diller. Hot potato.
Go.
Celebrity birthday time. Bruce Boxwider turns 76 today.
So he's the citizen of the day?
No. Yeah, that was Greg Diller. I moved on.
Okay. I didn't know that you'd said anything yet, so.
Phone time. Emilio Estevez is 64. Stephen Baldwin turns 60. Skateboarder Tony Hawk turns 58.
Well, then.
Trudy from Fast Alive turns 57.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Shocker.
Yeah.
American Pie's Jason Biggs turns 47. And Rami Malek turns 45. Today's birthdays. Stevie Wonder turns a crisp 76.
Who? Steve?
Stevie Wonder.
Wonder, oh.
He never saw it coming.
Huh.
Stephen Colbert turns 62.
Yep, and he gets canceled this week, next
week.
Thank
God.
Oh.
Robert Pattinson turns 46. 40. I added a few years there.
Oh, so he's only 40?
And country singer Morgan Wallen turns 33.
Well, then.
There you have it.
Well, that was pretty fast.
Well, I said we got bigger fish than sea.
Well, yeah, but you were allowed to do your whole spiel.
Yeah. Don't let us cramp your style. Tell me more about the citizen of the day.
Oh, Greg Diller.
Yeah. Congratulations, Greg.
Yeah, top notch, ain't he?
Yeah. He did senior night with his son tonight.
Yes.
At the Ball Diamond.
I did see that.
Yep.
Best wishes to Greg. He's suffering some injuries this week.
Well, he'll
bounce back.
Yeah, he'll get over it. He seemed to be just fine tonight, so probably be just fine. So, anything else for us?
I'm done.
Well, okay. So let's real quick start on the Jubilee Committee things. And if if you, we'll just kind of do a real quick short version, then we'll take a break, then we'll come back and get into all the details. So first, I guess, introduce yourselves.
I'm Keisha Willman.
And I'm Mark Willman.
And what's your position?
That's a great question. We are chair people on the committee. We've been part of the committee for 5 years now.
So are you the chair, co-chair?
Yeah, we're chairs.
Sets of chairs? Or
we're chairs along with Jenna and Joe Wilson. We all got on at the same time. So we're all about 5 years in. Always looking for more people and more help there. But we have a good group. It's us, the Wilsons, and then Cody and Haley Kaiser, and Nathan and Jamie. Nathan and Jamie Fortcamp.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So that's kind of our small but mighty committee, working hard to get this event going.
All righty. And let's real quick, what's the date? And then we'll take a break.
Sure. We're going to start Thursday, June 18th with the Merchants Taste of the Town. It's a separate event, but it does involve our pie auction with the Historic Society. And then it goes through the whole Father's Day weekend, ending on the 21st with the parade and chicken dinners.
Awesome. So let's take a little break and we'll come back and get into the meat and bones of the 2026 Harvest Jubilee back in just a minute or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
It's back. Summer basketball at the Fort. Starting in June, there will be open court play at Fort Site Park every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 9 to 10:15. Come on the days you can make it, and you don't have to play every day. This is open to kids from 4th to 8th grades, and there's no charge to play. You'll need to sign up ahead of time at KarenSmithMeyring@yahoo.com, and you'll need your mom and dad's names and phone numbers, the student's name and grade level, and other important information. Snacks will be provided, but you'll need to provide your own water. Girls are welcome to play, and if enough girls sign up, they'll set up a separate day for them. This was a very popular activity the last several years, and it just keeps growing. Don't get left out. Summer basketball at the Fort, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. starting in June. Register ahead of time at KarenSmithMeyring@yahoo.com.
All right, we're back on Insight, talking with the Willmans about the Jubilee. So you mentioned, was that all of the people on the committee?
Yep.
Small
and mighty.
Yep, that's good. Well, for couples,
yep,
20 or 30 years ago, there was one person.
Right. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
We're lucky that we work in a community with so many organizations that are willing to step in and make it run.
Actually, it was usually one person and Norb Metzger. So you know how much that was. Those guys did a lot, and they got a lot accomplished. It's just, you know, it's incredible. But so it's always Father's Day weekend.
Yes, sir.
And this year's no different. And so what are kind of the highlights of the big things you have going on, or the things, or do you want to kind of save that for when we go day by day? Is that...
We can kind of go day by day, just to help with the flow of things on our end. But there are a lot of new things, a lot of returning things.
So what are a couple of the new things that...
new this year, we have a video game arcade trailer that's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're trying to target the slightly older kids that would be down there. Mm-hmm. We have the inflatables for the young kids. We're trying to find something for the middle-aged group of mm-hmm. children. So we brought in a video game trailer this year. We're really excited to see how that goes.
In my head, that's going to go extremely well.
Yeah.
Especially if some of the kids kind of get a little competition going, and hey, I can I haven't played this in a while. I used to be really good at it. Let me see what I can do. Oh, I can beat you.
Yeah.
And
go grab their dad and say, "Dad, I can smoke you on this one." Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. We're excited to try it, something different. In addition to that, new this year, we're also bringing in a tug-a-truck event. That is very different. This time last year, we didn't know exactly what was going to take place with the antique tractor pulls.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So that was kind of up in the air. So we were able to kind of bob and weave a bit there, and we got the tug-a-truck coming. So we're excited to see how it is. First year, new event.
Explain what tug-a-truck is.
Yeah, Mark, go ahead and explain that.
So,
in my head, it's just two trucks hooking up, trying to pull each other, and whichever one goes first gets the farthest wins.
Yeah,
is that
so
right?
Pretty much, as far as I understand it. So Jennifer Steinicke is really kind of, she's been to some of our meetings, and she's the one that kind of introduced us to the idea. So,
So it's kind of like tug of war.
Yep.
So you have to pull, you can pull them, but if you move them an inch, that doesn't win. You have to move them to a certain spot. So.
Sure.
Yep. As far as I understand it. Yep.
Now, is that going to take place in the dirt on the tractor pull thing?
So once the tractor pulls are wrapped up, they'll probably get the track redone, and they'll be right out on the dirt track. Yeah.
That'll be cool. So what day is that going to be? Or is there going to be several days, or just probably a one-time thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a one-time thing. We're doing that on Saturday.
At 6 o'clock.
Yep, Saturday at 6 o'clock.
So Saturday evening, that'll be good.
Yep.
Yep.
We have the antique tractor pulls noon to 5. They kind of clear out, and then we start the tug-a-truck event.
And that'll go for a while. So they predict at least probably 4 hours, but could go longer depending on how many people show up. So we're hoping for a good turnout. Again, it's new to us, so we're going to see how it goes this year. And
now, is it open to anybody that wants to do it? Do they have like a whole series of people, like tractor pull people, that do it? Or is it just whoever?
Open to anyone. Anything, any money that's put in to the kitty for the registration, that goes back out to whoever participates and wins. So
they're also working with the local FFA kids and high schoolers to try and get some interest in it as well.
Yeah.
I know they've reached out to those organizations about like free entry for that age group.
Yeah. So would that be something like, let's say you get a couple of high school guys that have pickup trucks that they think are big bad trucks, and can they just do a challenge and not get in the whole tournament thing? Like, hey, I'm just going to challenge my buddy, and we'll do it one time and then we're done. Is that something they can do, or do we know about that?
I honestly do not know.
I have no idea. That thought never crossed my mind. But again, Jennifer Steinke and her husband are kind of spearheading it. They've done them several times up, I believe, in Spencerville. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they've partnered with Bob Metzger to kind of get this going around here. So we'll see. First year, we'll see how it goes.
Yep. And it probably, even if it doesn't go great this year and people know about it, it might be a lot more people interested, and it could be one of those things where everybody hears about it and say, got to see it, got to be in it, got to do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So that might be, I think that's going to be another really neat thing. So far, a couple of new, really interesting
things.
As
I mentioned, the more people that participate, the bigger the winnings are. So hopefully we get a good crowd.
Yep.
Yeah. In addition to that, we also have a new balloon artist we're very excited about. This gentleman, he's been around locally, I think, one other event. Yep. But what he does is phenomenal. He's very sought after, so we're excited to get him. We also have the magician, Magic Nate, coming back, and he had a good crowd with the kids last year as well. So our kiddie day set up very well. We're excited for the truck and tractor pulls. So,
yep. So, and which day or days is he going to be out doing things?
Saturday morning is going to be our kind of kiddie day. Cooper Kiddie Day is going to go from 11 to 3 with Jungle Island Petting Zoo coming from 11 to 5.
Also, newer, the pony rides. We're bringing the ponies for the younger kids to have something to ride as well. So,
yeah. Is that, does somebody local have that pony thing, or is that a kind of a traveling thing that's from Timbuktu? Or
no, it is local.
Not that it matters, I guess.
No, it is local. So we're excited. This is new for us in the 5 years we've been here. We never had the ponies, so we're excited to bring that.
Kids love ponies.
Yeah. What's not to love, honestly?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is neat.
Yeah. And then we also have the kiddie tractor pulls that day, as well as the kiddie stand. So the balloon artist, the character artist is coming back, the guy who makes all the caricatures.
Yep.
He loves our community. Every time we reach out to him, he talks about how great our families are, how polite our kids are. He is a big, big fan of 4 Recovery. So that's.
And where does he come from?
He comes, I want to say, Cincinnati way.
Oh, so it's not like Salina or Greenville or something. Yeah.
And last year he came up, but his hours had to be really short because he was also doing a wedding that night, but he wasn't willing to tell us no because our families impressed him so much.
Yep.
So that was really nice. So yeah, he's very sought after, so we're happy to have him. And we're lucky to get him through sponsorship from the Chamber and Merchants here in town. They both organizations come together to help us with the cost of him. So when you get your picture, it'll have the little Chamber and Merchant emblem in the bottom because they have helped us get him there. So that's exciting too.
That's awesome. That's just things like that, that place people don't have, other places don't do that. It's just a little, ours is just a little bit different from everybody else's and always has been for the 120 years or whatever it's been going.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
Sure.
1906.
You got it. Somebody asked me today how long. I'm like, that's a great question. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Did you have to look it up?
And I
didn't know.
It was just in the spur of the moment. I was like, I don't know.
I think that they might or might not be also counting the first couple of years it was the Bill and John picnic.
Yeah, maybe.
But it turned into the Jubilee, which if you see some pictures from 1910, there are probably 2,000 people on this street, on Wayne Street.
Crazy.
It's just, you know, free acts and this and that kind of stuff. And people would come in on the trains from all over the place, Salina and Greenville, and some people from Dayton and Lima on the trains. I haven't seen anybody with actual numbers, but several people said the story was it was bigger than any county fair.
Okay.
At least anywhere around here.
Because we have that railroad.
Yes. And people could come here and they knew they were going to see really neat stuff. Yeah. The balloon ascension, I think, was maybe from even back then, but it was really early. Yeah. And we had what was reported to be the first airmail drop in the state of Ohio. People have said that, no, somebody else did something first, but it was definitely one of the first, if not the first. Just interesting, unique things that nobody else had, and we've done it for over 100 years.
Yeah.
And it's still going and going well. Yeah. And I don't know if they raised a lot of money back then or what they did with the money, but I know now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. Let's take a little break, but maybe come back and talk about what goes on with the money and how you make the money and about how much and all the things you do.
Sounds great.
Let's take a little break and we'll come back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Klingshern & Sons Trucking in Burkittsville. For over 50 years, Klingshern & Sons Trucking has been providing a safe workplace for their employees and maintains integrity, fairness, and honesty with their customers and business partners. With their dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers, they provide local and long-haul transportation with on-time delivery. Learn more online about Klingshern & Sons and their employment opportunities at klingshernandsons.com. Their phone number is 937-338-5000.
We thank Klingshern & Sons Trucking for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
I'm Gavin Clay here from the Jay County Business Capstone to tell you something you won't want to miss. Get ready for the Arch Bridge Festival happening on May 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. This event will take place around the Jay County Courthouse, and there's going to be something for everyone. It's going to be packed with craft and food vendors, food trucks, kids' crafts, and the Arch Bridge Cruisers Car Show. Bring your friends, bring your family, and come support our local vendors. Again, it's the Arch Bridge Festival on May 16th from 1 to 5 around the Jay County Courthouse. We hope to see you there.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Mark and Keisha Willman and talking about the Jubilee. And we've talked about a few things, and we kind of alluded to the money being raised. So about how much money has it been raising in the last few years? And what, and the more important question is, what happens with the money you raise?
Sure. I'm going to start with the more important question. As far as where our money goes, everything the Jubilee makes goes back to the town, to the community in one way or another. So by charter, 50% of our funds go to the pool and parks here in town. Our town has some of the best parks. We're working on the pool situation.
Yep.
So all our efforts are going towards that. The other 50% pour into all the organizations that make our event run. So if your organization helps us run the, I don't know what stands, dunk tank. You run the dunk tank for the weekend. You get money back towards your organization. So a lot of the school organizations are helped, a lot of the town organizations, because we know we can't do this on our own.
Right.
So 50% off the top goes down to those organizations. The football team, we need to talk about the football team.
Just text them, Wes, and just make sure we're good there, because they're very huge help. They help us get everything set up, and without them, that'd be a lot of work for a couple of us to do, and we greatly appreciate it.
Another one is the athletic boosters running that lunch stand all weekend. Jake and Jenny Garkey have that down to a T. Every team does a shift. It's a fine-oiled machine, but it's still a lot of work.
Yes.
And
those kind of things, especially getting youth involved, the high school kids and so forth, especially them, but everybody too, they now have ownership of the Jubilee. We're part of that. And it's really good to make sure that they know that what they have here in town, they don't have to pay anything for it, but you do have to do something to be able to have the nice parks that we have, to have the Ambassador Park, to have the swimming pool, to have the Little League diamonds, to have all of that thing, all of those things, that takes, somebody has to do that, and it doesn't just appear out of nowhere. So giving them, and I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and the feeling of accomplishment of having done something worthwhile is worth a lot. And a lot of our kids have just grown up with that, and they don't think anything about it. Huh. And when they get to be adults and they realize that, hey, I helped do that. I was just having fun.
I thought I was just hanging out with my friends and my teammates. Yeah,
and doing stuff. And they find out that there's a great sense of accomplishment and doing something useful, and they really enjoy doing that.
Yeah, that bigger purpose and sense of community, that's the stuff that you can't really teach unless they're doing it. Some of these kids, I'm speaking to the athletes here, but Spanish Club helps out.
Yeah.
But specifically the athletes, several kids are multi-sports athletes, so they're doing multiple shifts throughout the weekend in that lunch stand, never complaining, just smile on their face, getting through it.
Yep.
But it's that same mentality with the entire committee as well, because sure, Mark and I serve on the committee, but our kids serve just as much.
Yep.
Mark and I have two kids. Our oldest has a birthday June 17th, and our youngest is June 18th. So it's almost always Jubilee weekend. Last year, our youngest made the comment, "Mom, I never had a birthday party." And he has, but it's just never been on the day.
Just tell him that the whole town is celebrating his birthday party for the Jubilee.
He does believe that. We tell him we throw him the best birthday party.
Yeah.
But it's just that concept of teaching your kids the what it means to live in a community, and that these things don't just happen. And mom and dad go to meetings on Wednesdays once a month to help make the town better. The goal is that our kids and the Wilson kids and the Fort Camp kids and the Kaiser kids and Kurt and Amy's kids, gosh knows they've been through it. Cliff and Megan's kids.
Yep.
Like, we are raising that next generation who hopefully will step up. Like I said, Mark and I, Jenna and Joe, we've been on this committee for 5 years. We do need more couples, more families willing to kind of step up and carry this torch and come with new, fresh ideas and excitement. But it is that community focus. Yeah.
And one of the biggest things is there's four couples, so there's eight people. Nobody is expected to, or do you want them to do everything?
No.
Everybody has their own things that they take care of, and it gets done, and the workload is not terrible.
Yep, you can balance.
And for the most part, you bring in some new things, but the planning for that isn't crazy. There's a formula, there's a timeline. All you have to do is plug in this year's names. It's not impossible. You don't have to reinvent it every year.
So I think the big lift is every year is just make sure you line the various vendors up. I know we hear the people say we want rides. Trust me, we've called hundreds of companies. Unfortunately, with the state of Ohio changing rules with the whole Ohio State accident, it's really hard to find companies to begin with, let alone ones for such small events. So we tried. We've heard. Like I said, we at least have the bounce houses again. We're trying the game trailer. But the main workload is just lining those things up.
And again,
there's a playbook that we follow.
Yeah.
So.
And the ride thing has been complicated quite a bit by a lot of the companies going out of business, probably mostly because of insurance problems.
Sure.
Some of them just age out of it. They retire and nobody buys the thing, but it's a really tough job. Now, if you're doing it right, things go right, you can make a pretty good amount of money. But at the same time, the insurance and the hassle then getting people to do it that's really tough. And I think Kurt and Amy were saying a year or two ago that over half of the available ride companies don't exist anymore.
Yep.
From 5 years ago to now, and it may be less than that now.
Yeah, so it's definitely less than that. And if they do still exist, they do not operate in Ohio. We have so many people reach out to us with ideas of lists and people to reach out to, and we appreciate and love that. But when it comes to crossing state lines and all those regulations, it just has not worked out. But we sure give it our best effort.
Yep. So we've talked. Have we covered everything on the money? I think we didn't we?
We didn't cover exact dollar amounts, but it obviously varies based on weather.
Absolutely.
Last year, we shortened the event. Mm-hmm. We heard some feedback that it gets too long starting on Wednesday, so we shortened it by a day. I think we usually 40 to 50,000, I think. Don't quote me on that.
That's the ballpark,
And obviously that all goes back to the community, either half go to the parks and then to the organization.
Yep, and back 25, 30 years ago, I was kind of helping with the entertainment stuff, mm-hmm. and everybody would work their butts off, kill themselves, and make $12,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, and again, at that time, it was like Bob Stogler or Chris Shane Mongo Remoklis or Greg Diller or whoever it was. It was a guy and Norb Metzger. struggling, trying to find people to help out, and you're just killing themselves and making $12,000. And now they did a little bit of stuff and got different bands, and entertainment got a lot better, and that got to 30,000, and I think it jumped from 12 to 30,000 in 1 year when they got the Bob and Tom band about 20 years ago or so. Trent Pearson got that arranged, and now it's actually making good money to give away.
Yeah, but that only happens when people come down to the park. So we always are dependent on the weather, and Lord knows some of the worst weather makes the best stories. That's what I say. Yes. So never let the weather keep you away.
Yeah,
we'll be there unless we can't.
Yeah, and I remember 1 year the Lions Club was in charge of tearing everything down. And that's when we had a full Sunday whole deal, everything. And it rained, of course.
Yeah.
Back in those days, it rained every Jubilee.
Yep.
We were actually tearing the stands down in waist-deep water.
Yeah. Let's hope that doesn't happen. I don't know if I'm that tough, Neil.
A lot of things have changed since then.
Sure. The park, they've really done a lot down at Ambassador. Yes, every year we come down to that.
And we've also moved it by a week, and we almost never get rained out anymore. Which reminds me, the rain gauge lottery, is that going to go on this year?
We are not doing it this year. So
how am I going to win? How are you going to chase the rain away if you don't?
Okay, so that's my concern. If we don't do it, what if this rain comes back?
Yep.
I don't believe that's happening this year. So let's just all keep those good thoughts that the rain is going to stay away. But at the end of the day, if it comes, we'll still have fun anyway, Neil.
Yep. Yes. Sometimes it just makes it more interesting.
Yeah, but those are the ones you remember.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
But sometimes you don't make as much money as you wish you did.
Well, we did have one rain day last year, and it did kind of impact us a little bit. But given the fact that we were very nervous to shorten it a day, what impact that would have. But all in all, that wasn't a huge factor. The rain, sure, it didn't help anything, but we still did all right last year. And we think this year we'll do even better.
So let me just throw in this. Chicken dinners on a Sunday. Is that still going on?
Yes. Those are pre-sale. We did post them to the website. There's a nice Google Doc link. There's several ways to pay. You can pick them up down at the park. You don't necessarily have to do a lot there.
And they are pre-sale only.
Pre-sale only. The flyers and brochures, all that will be being mailed out any day.
Okay.
We're just waiting on the printers. And so if you typically order by mail, you can do that again. You can do it online. We try and make it as easy as possible.
Yep.
We are really pushing our chicken dinners this year. We would love to sell more chicken dinners than we have in the past. It's a great way to help kind of build those funds a little faster. So it's Father's Day. Make it easy.
Yeah. Why not?
After the parade, come on down, pick them up, and be done.
And our Christmas show committee the last couple of years has distributed those, and we have a ball and let kids get involved. And it is really interesting when somebody comes walking through the door of the wagon.
Yep, yep. We love that the gala has helped us out with that. That is one thing. Come Sunday, the committee is doggone tired. So with, yeah. with
3 years ago, we had gala. The committee did it, and were exhausted. And yeah. it's like, oh, we gotta go do chicken dinners.
Yeah, yeah, and you actually have to a point use your brains, yes. and you've already just blown your brains
all weekend.
worn them out.
Yes, we had this sorority help for a lot of years, and they were always mm-hmm. great too. Yeah. So it was so nice that you guys were able to step up and kind of fill that void for us.
Well, I can tell you that Bob and Harold and Jack and Bill, they are always looking for something to do to help.
Yeah, yeah.
And since all they have to do is put stuff in the boxes and don't have to think about anything or organizing anything, that helps quite a bit. You guys have done all the pre-work. All you have to do is slap some chicken and rolls and stuff in
Perfect.
There. And, you know, it gets kids involved, and they love doing it. Yeah. Yeah. And everybody argues with each other about, come on, hurry up. I've got to get the silverware in here. Hurry up. Isn't there silverware in here?
I should sell tickets just to have a seat in there while it's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, a comedy show itself.
Yeah. The back and forth is a little crazy.
The banter's worth it.
Yeah, kind of is. Let's take a little break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the each day of the Jubilee, the highlights, and everything that's going on each specific day. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. It's back, summer basketball at the Fort. Starting in June, there will be open court play at Fort Site Park every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 9 to 10:15. Come on the days you can make it, and you don't have to play every day. This is open to kids from 4th to 8th grades, and there's no charge to play. You'll need to sign up ahead of time at KarenSmithMeyring@yahoo.com, and you'll need your mom and dad's names and phone numbers, the student's name and grade level, and other important information. Snacks will be provided, but you'll need to provide your own water. Girls are welcome to play, and if enough girls sign up, they'll set up a separate day for them. This was a very popular activity the last several years, and it just keeps growing. Don't get left out. Summer basketball at the Fort, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. starting in June. Register ahead of time at KarenSmithMeyring@yahoo.com.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Mark and Keisha Wellman about the Jubilee. And again, real quick on the dates.
Yeah, it's going to start June 18th and go through the 21st. So Father's Day weekend.
Yep. Always Father's Day weekend. So let's go day by day. Technically not part of the Jubilee, but the Taste of the Town. If you just give us some highlights.
Taste of the Town is an event to support all our local merchants. So it's a fun event. They do a great job with it. If you want to come visit your Jubilee committee, we'll be at the beer stand. But as far as our events that day, we're working with the Historical Society for their pie auction. We also have the Racing for Relief go-karts will be down at Ambassador that day.
Oh, okay.
So if your kids are into go-karts, check that out.
Yeah, and that's really neat. And you know, I'm going to say 3 or 4 years ago, they knew we did our Insight show and talked about things going on, and they asked if they could be on and talk about what they do and what they do with the money and that type of thing. And I thought, yeah, that'd be nice and find out what they do with the $5,000 or $10,000 that they make every year. And found out that you know, that is kind of what they probably make with the go-kart racing.
Sure.
But they help run the 50-50 at Eldora Speedway.
Yes.
And when we got to the end of the show, I said, so how much you give away? Well, we give some to all the local organizations, the EMS and fire, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing that help us out. This year we gave away $250,000. I about fell out of my chair. $250,000 racing go-karts. So it's just crazy.
It is crazy. I grew up in St. Henry, and my mom and dad actually lived directly behind where they raced the go-karts in St. Henry. Yep. So we would a lot of times luck into 2 races a year there. Mm-hmm. At that time, our boys were very little, so it was free entertainment for them for a long time.
Yeah.
So we also are lucky. We get them Thursday night, and not to steal Mark's thunder, on Friday, but also Friday. We also have our community club softball tournament kicking off Thursday evening as well. So Thursday is very merchant focused. We're just kind of there to support.
So at the Racing for Relief, is there going to be the concession stand open there?
It will not be open yet. This is just kind of giving them an open space. Yep. They needed another track, and they love ours. We work really hard at it. So.
Yep. But there will the concession stand for the softball tournament
side
is always open.
Sure.
Yet. So so they can always get over there. So that we kind of brushed on that. There will be probably 10, 12 food items available to taste of the town. There won't be the wine and the beer because too many of those went out of business.
Aren't
going to be coming. So it's going to be the regular beer stand beer.
Yeah, the good old KSC beer stand.
Yep.
Lord love them. They do great work.
Yep. And did I hear you say that you guys are going to be manning that?
Yes.
Us and the KFC, of course.
Yes. Yep. So. We're there to help them out. But yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
We always kind of had a stand over there, but this year we're trying to, again, help push the focus to the merchants.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, we're kind of stepping back into the sidelines a little bit, which puts us right where we want to be at the beer stand.
Yep, perfect. So you still get to kind of, somebody can ask you about stuff and you help promote, but actually the beer stand, once it's set up, is pretty easy. That's getting it all set up is all you're doing is, you know, taking tickets and giving out beer and making people happy.
Feels like a great day to me.
Yep. So we probably got into a little more details than we needed to on something that isn't Jubilee.
So then
let's go to that's Thursday, which that's a change of date or day because it used to always be on Wednesday for the Taste of the Town. It's Thursday now.
Yep. And same as last year.
Yep. So
last year
Friday is going to be the start of the Jubilee.
Yep.
And I'm sure continuation of the softball tournament.
Yep.
Yep. So things kick off at 5:00. The lunch stand opens up. Softball, I don't think, starts till around
6:00.
It's usually 6-ish, it depends a lot.
By the time everyone gets off work and everything.
And it depends a lot on how many teams they have.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I know we had a great turnout last year and that, so hopefully they get another good turnout. Same time, the beer stand, of course, opens. Can't have your cheeseburger without your beer. So from there, we have a bingo from 5 to 8. The kiddie stand opens up at 5 as well. So this year we're also updating, we're going to change up the junk food stand. We're going to actually add back the cakes.
Oh.
We as a committee felt like we really missed that. I remember as kids going to the cake stand, winning that cake. So we're going to try bringing that back this year, see how it goes. So
be looking for boxes of cake mix throughout the community. We're going to need some volunteers to help bake them up. We do have a refrigerated trailer that's been donated to use that weekend by Klingsherns.
Mm-hmm. Surprised that they're involved.
Yeah, it was. It's fun to be able to reach out and make those connections.
And between Cooper's And Klingshern
does a lot.
The refrigerated stuff is always available. Mm-hmm. Cheeseman doesn't do much refrigeration. But in fact, I don't know if they do any at all.
Yeah.
But if you need a trailer, they have lots of trailers if you just need that. So they're all of those companies are very happy to help out.
Yes, and it takes all of them, so we appreciate it.
Oh, you're talking about the cakes.
Yeah.
So you need.
We're going to have cakes.
You need
available.
Volunteers to bake those cakes.
Yep. Yes.
We'll buy a bunch of the box cakes and have them out.
You'll see them throughout throughout the community. Just pick up a box, bring us back the baked cake, we'll add it to the trailer, and kids and grown-ups alike will be winning them.
That's so great.
It's one of those things where we felt like it'd be cool to bring it back. We'll see how it goes, and hopefully it goes well. We can continue it on for years to come. So.
And probably, if somebody thinks that they bake the best cake ever, and they want to do it from scratch, they can do that themselves.
They don't
have to use your mix.
That's right.
That just makes it easier, and most people do that nowadays.
And that FRISO organization, the youth sports, they man that, and they do so good. They're easy to work with. They're dependable. They, I think, have a lot of fun doing it. It always looks like a good time under that tent.
And you know, when you're running something like that, the food stand, the main food stand, can be a little hectic, but all the rest of those things, you just get to visit with people and have a good time and give away prizes and do, you know, that's how does life get better than doing good things for other people?
Yeah, those are cup filling moments.
Yep.
Yeah, so looking on down the schedule, again, we'll have that Cincinnati game trailer with the video games.
VFW came through really big on that. They donated a lot of money to help us get that, so they're the sponsor of that.
That's great.
Yeah, like I said, we are so, so blessed with these organizations.
Well, when they don't mind pitching in and helping something that's somewhat successful or completely successful and make it even more successful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we were struggling back 25, 30 years ago, couldn't get anybody to do anything because nobody wanted to be associated with it because it was going downhill. And so it took a while to get people involved. And once they did, you have to fight them off then, which is that's a great thing to have. And sometimes they come up with, well, you don't have any room for us here. What if we do, we'll come up with something and we'll do that. And then you got a whole new event with no work on your part, really.
Yeah.
All you had to do is say, yeah, you can do that.
thank you.
And make sure there's a tent for them.
We say thank you. Do you need a tent?
Yeah. And you know, if you have ideas like that and you think you have enough people to make it work, don't just give them ideas and give them more work to do. They have enough to do. But if you have something that you can pitch in, and you know, not necessarily for this year because that might be a little too late, but just come up with good ideas.
Sure.
So anyway, we got
the game trailer. We got
a half a minute into Friday.
The rock wall inflatables. At the same time. Big shout out to the WOW and of course the garage sale. For helping raise money to help for that, so keep the wristbands affordable. The Girl Scouts will be down at the Lemonade Shakeups. We'll have a DJ from 5 to 8. Dunk Tank as well. The Dodgeball Clinic, as we already talked about. Sons of Legions will be down at their gambling tent at 6 p.m. Big Wheel Race at 6:30. We've had that for a couple years now. Always a big hit with the kids. The Racing for Relief, as we mentioned before, at 7:30. We'll have an adult prize find again in the ball pit.
Oh yeah, that's kind of neat. You'll probably have a kids on Saturday maybe.
Yep. Yeah, so during the kids' day.
And that's always been very I shouldn't say always. You've only done it 2 or 3 years or whatever it is. Yep. That's been really
We had the hay to
popular.
Start. Got a little messy. People's allergies, so we switched to the ball pit. Seemed to work a little bit better last year. So that's always a good time. Turtle races are making their return. And then from 8:30 to 12:30, we're going to have 127 North out again. Always a good time.
We thought last year was their last year. They were going to be done locally, then they reached out to us, and we were like, yes, you can come back.
People love that band.
Yeah, they're fun.
Weren't they going to go maybe touring out in the Midwest? Oh, okay, yeah. Nashville.
They're headed Nashville way.
And they probably started down there and figured out that wasn't working with their families. And I don't know. But
we don't know the story, but we're happy to have them.
Yeah, we don't need to know. We're just happy to have them back. And they're always going to be welcome in this area.
Yeah, right. So our official Kids Day is Saturday, but Friday we do have, like Mark said, the backyard passport games. We have the snow cone bracelet and bandanas. AMS Seat Structures helps out with that. So we do want to still keep it kid-friendly for the whole weekend, because that is one thing we are lucky that we get to do a family event. Mm-hmm. We all know we have the WOW and how successful that is. And that definitely speaks to the adult demographic of our area. So this is still very important and vital. And the WOW community is so, the WOW committee is so supportive to what we do as well, because they see the value in that. So
yes, and
we try
every,
and keep it
and they
way.
Understand also that what keeps that Ambassador Park very functional is how many events you can have there.
Sure.
Because that just makes everything work better. It's if you had one or two events every once in a while, that park would start deteriorating a little bit. But if you have events at least once a month, big events, it just makes it better for everything.
Yeah, we're lucky.
Yes,
like I said, we're great for the whole family, and the WOW's an awesome adult event. We go every year and have a great time there. But again, the kids aren't invited to that.
Nope.
We're okay with that. But again, that's why the Jubilee has this place. And we try to be more kid focused for our event just because of that. So
yeah, and a lot of the money goes to what the kids
absolutely
use, and so they love to go down there and be entertained. And some of them get involved in helping out with this, that, and the other. But it's just a really good thing. So, Friday night you have just the 127 band.
Yep. Right? Yep. Before that, we'll have a DJ.
Oh, okay.
But 127 North is going to be the big one. Turtle races. Ooh, this year we're getting the turtles a little early, and we're going to see if we can get them to move a little more. We got a couple ideas up our sleeves, so make sure you come out and see if they actually worked.
it doesn't involve illicit drugs, does it?
No. Neil.
Well, never. Well.
There was some concerns last year with them being so close to the ground. The cold kind of transferred from the concrete, so then they didn't really want to move. So we're playing with the setup a little bit. Turtles love water. I don't know if that'll come into play. We're just going to see what happens. But those little things are always fun to watch.
If the cold bothers them, just make them run on radiators.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jenna, if you're listening,
95 degree radiators burn their feet.
Have Joe start the radiators.
That might not be as good an idea as
I actually think that's
it was
terrible.
Inside my head.
Yep, that's an inside thought there, Neil.
So that's Friday.
Yep.
Let's talk about Saturday.
Okay.
That probably starts noonish or so.
Saturday's going to kick off already at 11. 11 o'clock, we're going to start that. Technically, there's a few things starting before that already. The softball tournament kicks off already at 8:30, and then that volleyball tournament.
The volleyball.
Drew Mullenkamp and his gang kind of run this volleyball tournament. It's the second year. This year it's sponsored by Polanco, so that's fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you can register for that online on our website. So
yep, registration is open. We have Cooper.
Is that co-ed teams, or do we know yet, or is there going to be boys teams and girls teams?
Each team must have two girls at least.
Okay.
But outside of that, there's no other requirements as far as I know. So
yep.
Yep.
Good.
And then Cooper's doing their Cooper Kitty Day again from 11 to 3. We're bringing back Jungle Island Petting Zoo 11 to 5, along with the pony rides. Like I said, lunch stand kicks off at 11. We have the kitty tractor pulls at 11. That's sponsored by Hall Brothers this year. The kitty stand will be open, the game trailer. Balloon artist, we're very excited for him. The junk food and cake stand will be open again. Character artist.
Balloon artist, where's he coming from? Do we know?
He comes from the other side of Columbus.
Oh.
He's very sought after. We worked really hard to get him. And this balloon art is unreal. He created a wiener dog out of a balloon and then added more balloons to make it look like he was a bun, like an actual hot dog. And then added a red balloon and a yellow balloon to look like ketchup and mustard. And then, like,
sprayed it with cotton candy scent or something.
Unbelievable art. This is a art. This is a love of it for him. It is wild. So we're excited.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah, we're bringing back the amazing face painters we had last year with the 250 theme running through. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what they come up with there because last year they were phenomenal. We'll have the inflatables in Rockwall. The poker run will take off at noon.
Oh, yeah.
In honor of the 250, I think they're kind of going to different clubs and organizations, VFWs, Legions, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Along their route. So that's exciting and fun. Mike Tin always puts in a lot of time, effort, and energy of that. So we appreciate that.
Yes.
Bob is running that antique garden tractor pull again.
Bob Metzger?
Yeah.
Yep.
He actually has a big family event that day, so I don't know how he's going to do it.
He's magic. He also gets good help. So
he's got great help. He was very confident in his help as well. So we have no concerns. The dunk tank will be back open. We have the diaper derby from the Mercer County Right to Life at 12:30.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, they always get a good crowd, and that's fun to watch. Another kid-focused thing we have is the Little Miss and Mr. Jubilee contest starting at 2 o'clock. Divine Little Ones Learning Center is sponsoring that. So it's fun, as we've been on this committee for 5 years, to see the different companies and organizations that have developed and have jumped right in. So that's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
The band's going to perform at 2:30, the high school band.
So that is a change. Usually they kick us off on Fridays. But Mr. Knuth is, of course, performing over Jay County. So
The Friday 1776 thing. Yeah.
So they said that they could do Saturday.
So do they just do like a concert thing, or do they do their band show?
No,
or do you know?
It's very informal. They try to like typically march in, play a few songs, normally the national anthem, the fight song, maybe a couple stands tunes. I always remind everyone, this is a very hard time of the year for a band because you haven't had band camp yet.
Yep.
So your freshmen are fish out of water. They don't know what they're doing. You've lost your seniors.
Yep.
It's a very hard time. So we are thankful that Mr. Knuth does what Mr. Knuth does for us.
Yes.
Because Lord knows he doesn't get much time off, especially in the summer. So for him to do that for us is a big deal, and we appreciate it. We also bring in Magic Nate again this year. He's the magician. He'll be strolling the grounds from 1 to 2:30 and then doing an actual show at 3 o'clock. We have bingo from 3 to 6. Toby Leach is back from 5 to 8. He was at Country Concert on one of the stages over there. He's growing in popularity. He's so fun to watch. The gambling tent's back up. The sorority quarter auction's happening at 7 o'clock. More turtle races. And then our live music for Saturday night is Brother Believe Me, and they'll be there 9:30 to 12:30.
And like I said, we already mentioned the Tugger Truck that kicks off at 6 as well.
So. Yep. So that's Saturday. Let's take another little break. We'll talk about Sunday, and then we'll wrap everything all up.
Sounds great.
So we'll take a break and come back in just a minute and finish up our talk with the Jubilee folks.
Thanks.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Support for the Tribe 1073 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
I'm Gavin Clay here from the Jay County Business Capstone to tell you something you won't want to miss. Get ready for the Arch Bridge Festival happening on May 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. This event will take place around the Jay County Courthouse, and there's going to be something for everyone. It's going to be packed with craft and food vendors, food trucks, kids' crafts, and the Arch Bridge Cruisers Car Show. Bring your friends, bring your family, and come support our local vendors. Again, it's the Arch Bridge Festival on May 16th from 1 to 5 around the Jay County Courthouse. We hope to see you there.
Welcome back to Insight. We are talking with the Willmans, Mark and Keisha, about the Jubilee. And we've covered Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Let's talk about Sunday. Sunday is it's a big day and a short day. It's probably a good way to put it.
Everything down at the park, obviously we're tearing things down first thing in the morning, but we have the big parade at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then after the parade, we have the chicken dinners at 3:30 to 5 o'clock. Again, great thing for Father's Day. You don't have to cook. Yep. Just go pick up some chicken dinners, and they're always really good.
And where can people buy those tickets? Pre-sale only.
Yep, you can purchase them on. We have a link online. You can always purchase them through. We accept Venmo as payment. Also, with the brochures, there should be a form going out with those. You can mail those in. Mm-hmm. And more than likely, we'll probably be down at the Bald Diamonds a few times as well as we usually do the last couple of years. So, multiple ways to get those tickets.
Yep. And anything else on Sunday?
And then Challenger Baseball is down at the park.
Oh, yeah.
4 to 8. Yep. So go check those kids out. They always appreciate people cheering them on. So.
Yes. Yeah. And if you've never seen it, it is awesome. It's just awesome to see these kids out there doing stuff, and it is just a lot of fun. I've enjoyed that a bunch of times.
Yep, so I've had a cousin that's played many years in that. So
yeah,
and your sister coaches.
Yeah, my sister as well usually helps out coaching, and so yeah, it's always a good time.
Yep. The raffle drawing.
Raffle drawing is going to take place at 5 o'clock. We typically pull that at the Legion there, and we go live on Facebook so people can watch it if they want to. So
that's on Sunday.
Yep. And those tickets will be coming out in the mail as well, but they'll also be sold at headquarters, so you can get them all weekend too.
Yep. So when you get it in the mail, send that back with money, and then when you go down to the park, buy another couple books.
And that's increase your chances. We did some different prizes. This year, we're going to return back to just the cash prizes. Everybody loves cash. So, you know, we tried the other things for a couple of years and got mixed reviews, and, you know, it is what it is. And we just thought, everybody loves cash.
So. Yep. Not a bad thing.
Well, and we're lucky in our community, some of the companies here will buy Jubilee coins for their team members or their employees. And raffle tickets and chicken dinner tickets are a great way to use them. Some people are like, for whatever reason, they can't get down to the actual event. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to still support the event.
Yes.
And use that investment. So things to consider.
Yeah. And just on a side note, you know, everybody talks about the thousands upon thousands of chicken dinners that Versailles sells.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They when one of those companies donates money, they give them that many tickets back that they distribute to their employees. That's how they do thousands upon thousands of chicken dinners, because they basically give them away.
Gotcha.
That's, you know, they don't have people coming and buying hundreds of them at a time. not individuals, it's companies, and they're, you know, if the, let's say one of our companies donates $1,000 or $5,000 or something, they get $5,000 worth of chicken dinners.
Oh.
So they get those tickets. I don't know if they get all of that, but they get a pretty good amount of it back. Oh. So they can say that we sold 30,000 chicken dinners, and technically they're not wrong.
Yeah, well, if you're at Poultry Days, you should hang your hat on something poultry. So yeah, that works.
And that's perfectly fine, you know.
Yeah.
The employees get free chicken dinners. Here they get money they can just spend on chicken dinners or
raffle tickets or stuff for the kids
and cheeseburgers at the food stand, whatever you decide you want. So you don't have to get chicken dinners if you don't want to.
Speaking of cheeseburgers and chicken dinners, we do have some new food vendors this year.
Oh, yeah.
So Buckeye Ice Cream is coming back. He was the soft serve trailer there right across from headquarters last year. Tackett Concessions with the funnel cakes and elephant ears, they're going to be back. And new this year, we have Gypsy Kitchen. So we got them as a referral from one of our food truck vendors last year. So we're excited to have them. We love our lunch stand, but know they need some support. And
yes,
when you're eating supper down there on Friday and lunch on Saturday, by Saturday supper, you might want something a little different.
Yep.
So we just want to provide some options. So be sure to check them out as well.
Yep. So let's real quick go over, give real quick highlights of maybe even Thursday at the Taste of the Town, then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll just review what we've done. Anything else we've left out?
No, I don't know about it. And so Jenna or Jamie or Haley will have to set the record straight. I think we got everything.
How about if we real quick also mention again the other committee couples?
Yeah, so you have Jenna and Joe Wilson. They've been on there for 5 years. Cody and Haley Kaiser have been on there, I think, three years. And then Jamie started as our secretary. And she's evolved into so much more, and she brought her husband Nathan along with.
Yep.
So a lot of our guys are, the girls do a lot, the guys do a lot, the girls do a lot on the front end, the guys do a lot that week of moving all these things.
Yep.
They're a lot of muscle, but together, like you said, everyone carries their load, and it's not so heavy.
Yeah, if everybody's doing their thing and not trying to get their nose in somebody else's stuff that you don't really know about, and just ask for help when you need it. Everything works really well.
Yeah. So big high level items. Thursday is all about the merchants. We're focusing on them. Friday, big things there would be, I would say, the kids events, the dodgeball clinic, the snow cones bracelets, the rock walls, things like that. Just kind of kicking everything off.
Racing for Relief. And then, ending the night with 127 North.
Yep. 127 North will always be my top.
Yep.
I'm very excited for them.
Yep.
Every year.
Yep.
Saturday, it's just kid focus. The balloon guy, the face painting, the caricature artist, all those skill, the magician, those skilled people, they always impress me.
Yep.
And we've made it so all those things are pretty well free for families. We're going to have the pony rides. I'm very excited for that. I'm a funny farmer, so that's right up my alley. It's right up my alley. But again, tug a truck, the tractor pulls, Saturday's jam-packed, turtle races, all those little guys.
Yep, lots and lots of stuff going on, and then the music.
Brother, believe me, yeah.
And there's somebody before that.
Toby Leach.
Yep. So he'll be like from 5 to 8 or something?
5 to 8 is Toby Leach, and then 9:30 to 12:30 is Brother, believe me.
Yep. That's going to be good. And then Sunday is the parade and the chicken dinner and the
Challenger baseball.
And then the giveaway, the $10 million raffle. Is that what it is?
I don't think so. And if so, that's a typo we should correct. No, but one thing about the parade, registration is open till May 29th. So please get your registration in if you haven't yet. Last year we had, I think, 85 participants, and we're on our way this year, but we'd like to get a little more.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, this year, the cars, the classic cars, that type of thing, are going to be at the end of the parade instead of the beginning.
Yeah, we are going to try that, I think, this year. See how it goes.
Yeah. You know, they can't be in the middle of the parade because those overheat at low...
idle
Speed. For an hour of 10 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour doesn't
start,
work well
stop,
with them.
Start, stop,
so yeah. they had been going first, and so this year they're going to be going at the end.
Yeah.
So, and if you're really interested in them, they're all going to be parked on the north side of the Monument Park, I believe. They'll be lined up there, and if you... get tired of watching the parade, you can walk over and look at the cool cars before they start driving off. So I think that's going to be really neat. So anything else we've missed? Anything else you want to throw in?
I don't think so. I think the biggest thing 5 years in for me is just realizing how much it takes to run an event like this, how many people, how many organizations, but just that, like I said, that cup-filling mentality of doing something good for the greater good. Those are the things we're hoping to instill in people.
Yeah, and if you want to get involved, probably one of the easiest things is walk down there and talk to him at the headquarters stand.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And say, you know, I might be able to help you out with some stuff next year. And if you want to be on the committee and doing big stuff, or if you just think you have some times or other that you can help with things, they'll figure out something for you.
One thing that would be on my wish list as a Jubilee committee chairperson would just be more attendance at our monthly meetings. Even if you're not looking to man anything or be on the committee, we're looking for ideas. We're looking for opinions. We're looking for feedback. This works because of those things. So when it's just eight people in a room or the same people in the room all the time, you kind of lose a lot of that magic that it can be. So if it is something that you have a Wednesday night available, pop on up there.
So those are the second Wednesday of every month from January to this month. So.
And where does the meetings take place?
Town Hall.
Town Hall.
7 o'clock.
All righty. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in and talking to us and telling us all about the Jubilee. And we're looking forward to it in...
less than right out of month.
4 weeks. Something like that. About 5 weeks.
One month, 5 days. I'm not counting.
Yeah. So, all righty.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Neil.
We will shut her down now. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will see you next week with somebody on our Insight show. And it'll probably be recorded to be played after our baseball game at Jay County. So we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.